Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2008. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
With the festive season approaching and the prospect of party games, let us give thanks for composer Philip Glass, whose 1982 movie, Koyaanisqatsi, was an instant and enduring hit with all who liked to play charades. In addition to film scores, Glass, the man who put 80s minimalism on the map, has composed operas, Einstein on the Beach, Akhenaten, chamber music, large-scale works for orchestra and chorus, and a piece called One Plus One for Amplified Tabletop. He's been nominated for 3 Academy Awards, won a Golden Globe, and describes himself as a Jewish, Taoist, Hindu, Toltec, Buddhist. So how could we countenance him leaving town without first harvesting his inheritance tracks?
The piece that I inherited was as a young man, not as a child. It's a piece by the composer Darius Milhaud, and I studied with him as a very young man. And the piece of music is a piece of his that I admired very much, called The Creation of the World, Création du Monde. He had come to New York sometime in the 20s. Someone had taken him up to Harlem to hear a jazz band. And that sound got in his ears, and he went back to Paris and wrote a piece. It's a piece of New York, written by someone who wasn't from New York, but who captured the sauciness and the energy and the bluesiness, and it's just a wonderfully delightful piece. I probably heard this piece in my early teens, 15, 16. It was one of his famous pieces, and he was a famous composer in his day. I met him in 1960. I was a student of his at Aspen, Colorado, a summer music camp. And we had these classes of 6 or 7 people, and they would leave after the class was over, and I would stay. Emil was in a wheelchair then. He had a very difficult arthritis, very painful. And he told me stories. He just told me stories about his life as a young man in Paris, and I was thrilled to hear about that. I had been myself in Paris by that time. I was a very young man, 17. I was doing a summer course in French there. I met him in 1960, but 1962, I went to live in Paris and lived there for another 2 or 3 years. Part of my reason for going there had to do with him, and he represented for me a lineage of culture, of collaboration, that became a central part of my life's work. He was a man who collaborated in the theater. He worked with Cocteau, he worked with Picasso. In the Paris of the 20s, between the two wars, was a place full of collaboration and influence and people creating music theater pieces that didn't fall into any category. There were no names for these kinds of things. Now, that was going pretty strong until the Second World War came along. That just came to a grinding stop. It starts again in the 50s and 60s, and by the time I am around, we're in full swing again to a kind of a second chapter of collaborative theater work. Yeah, it reminds me of him. I think of him. And I didn't know him for very long. I didn't know him very well. But the time I had with him was very intimate. We talked very openly. We talked together. And he was very kind to me. And I think he knew that there was something going on in my head. And he was happy to be part of it. And he was a born teacher. And I welcomed him into my world. And he came in and was an important part of it. The piece of music I'm going to pass on is a piece that I wrote for a poem by Allen Ginsberg. It's called Wichita Vortex Sutra.
I'm an old man now, and a lonesome man in Kansas, but not afraid to speak my lonesomeness in a car.
It came about because I was asked to help to raise money for a group called the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. The Vietnam War was over, but the veterans were still organizing and doing theater and this kind of thing. And I was asked to do a piece, and I was in a bookstore. Alan was there. I knew Alan. I'd known him for a long time, but didn't know him that well at that time. And I said, Alan, I've been asked to do this piece. Could we do something together? Of course, Alan was in the poetry section. He reached up, pulled down one of his own books, opened it up to a poem called The Iron Horse. And in that poem was a section called Wichita Vortex Sutra.
Nor are skirts and trousers that conceal the body love emanating in a glow of beloved...
Wichita is as close as we can get to the center of the United States. It's at the belly button. It's right in the middle. Wichita Vortex would be the dance of energy around the center of this country. Sutra means a teaching.
And bellies, yes, all we do is for this frightened thing we call love.
Alan was in a car. He was driving across the country in 1973. The war is raging in Vietnam. And he begins thinking about the war. And he begins talking about the effect of the war on him, on his generation. And then he calls as a witness the people that inspired him, the poets, the saints, the mystics, the madmen that had inspired him. And then in their presence, he declares the end of the war.
Make mantra of American language now. I here declare the end of the war.
When Alan starts to talk about the war, it could be any war. Wars are wars. They have the pain and the confusion and the loss and the suffering comes up in every war. And we're in the middle of another one. We're right now. We're much better at wars than at peace. And when Alan reaches the point that he declares the end of the war, you just want to stand up. Just shout, you know, yeah, this is the end of war. That's what we want. We all want it, but how do we get it? And we don't know. But by doing it, by saying it, the possibility and the hope is born in us again. And I want young people, I want that hope to be born in them too, as it was born in me, as it was born in you at some point in your life. As anyone who has witnessed the suffering of war, and we all have, we would be witnesses to that.
Water gathered in one tower where Florence is set on a hill. Stop for tea and gas.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.